You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Sean.
I'm Sean. Hey, everybody.
Today, we're going to talk about how God wants to talk with us by reading a story together from the Bible.
That's right, Julie. We're going to... Wait. Did you say God wants to talk with us?
Yes, Sean, he does.
That's awesome, but how exactly does that work? Is he on the other end of the phone or, do we talk like over the table at Chick-fil-A with some nuggets? Because, Julie, that would be great.
That would be great. But the way God has chosen to talk with us is even better. The main way that God talks with us, Sean, is through his word, the Bible. That's why we're doing this show, remember? Every episode, we're going to read a story from the Bible and talk about what it means. For example, in today's story, we're going to read about a time when Jesus was just a kid, like many of our listeners.
No way. I knew Jesus came down to be born as a baby, and that's why we celebrate Christmas. But did you say Jesus was a boy?
Boy, did I. Mm-hmm. Jesus was born as a baby, but he didn't stay a baby. Jesus was a human being, like you and me, so he grew up.
That makes sense.
We don't have a lot of stories about when Jesus was a child, but when he was about 12, the Bible tells us he made a long trip with his family to worship God at the temple.
And that was like a really long time ago, right?
Yeah, over 2,000 years ago. I can't even imagine what life was like 2,000 years ago. Can you, Sean? Can you, listeners?
Nope. That makes my brain hurt. And what in the world is a temple anyway? If only we knew someone who was there and could help us understand what life was like when Jesus was a boy.
Well, finding someone 2,000 years old might be a little bit tricky.
True.
But, you know, Sean, there are people who study these things and who know a lot about what life was like a long, long time ago. They're called historians. Let's say historians together.
Historians. Did someone say historian?
Whoa!
Hey, it's our good friend Nathan. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Nathan, you're smart and you know things, so maybe you can help us.
Well, historically, I do enjoy learning new things and sharing what I've learned, so I'll be happy to help however I can.
We want to know what life was like when Jesus was just a kid. And the story we're about to hear, Jesus takes a trip with his family to the temple. What in the world is a temple and why were they going there?
Those are good questions. It's always important to think about the times and the places in which the Bible was written, as well as the people to whom it was written. So first, let's talk about where Jesus lived. Even though Jesus was born in a little town called Bethlehem, he grew up in a town of Nazareth, which is not very close to the temple. The temple was actually about 70 miles away in Jerusalem.
Whoa, road trip. And I do love road trips. Oh, do you think Jesus stayed in like a fancy hotel or got to watch movies in the car?
Not quite, Sean. People in those days didn't have things like cars or airplanes or trains, so traveling took a really long time. Most of the people walked or rode around on animals like donkeys. When they needed to rest, they would sleep outside and cook food they brought, like over a fire, like when you're camping. You can imagine traveling that way took a really long time.
Oh man, I'm tired just thinking about it. Nathan, what do you think they did that whole time?
Well, probably man the same things that we do today. They would talk and sing, maybe even play a few games, because they didn't travel alone. In those days, people traveled together in large groups, for friendship and safety.
Wow. Were all of those people going to the temple?
I guess most of them were. You see, God had commanded his special chosen people, the Israelites, to make this long journey to Jerusalem every year for a feast called Passover. Can you say Passover?
Passover.
Good. And by the way, you might want to remember that word for later. So Passover, they would gather together with their family to eat and celebrate and remember all that God had done for them. And the temple in Jerusalem, that was where God's people would go to learn about him and to worship him together. They would bring animals, different kinds of foods to give to God, to show him how sorry they were for their sins, and to say thank you to God for all the good things he gave them.
So, let me get this straight, Nathan. Jesus and his family traveled to Jerusalem to worship God together at the temple for Passover.
You've got it.
Nice. I love learning things.
Nathan, thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. I really hope this history helps you learn even more as you hear the story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's take a moment and pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us to understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Amen. The Bible has lots of stories about Jesus as a baby and lots of stories about Jesus as a grown-up, but there's only one story about Jesus as a kid, like many of you. But Jesus wasn't like everyone else. Jesus is God's son. Jesus is God, and when Jesus was born, he became fully God and fully human. He ate food. He went to sleep at night. He learned how to read. He had parents who raised him, but Jesus never sinned. He always did the right thing. He always loved and obeyed God perfectly, like no human ever had before.
Yeah, and just like we learned from Nathan, every year, all God's people, the Israelites, would go to the city of Jerusalem to celebrate and worship God in the temple. The book of Luke tells us that about the time when Jesus was 12 years old, he and his parents went to the temple in Jerusalem. Let's count to 12 together.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Come on.
11, 12.
When it was time to leave the temple and go home, Mary and Joseph didn't see Jesus, so they thought that he was with some of their friends or other family members, but soon they realized no one knew where Jesus was. So Mary and Joseph went all the way back to Jerusalem to look for Jesus, and finally, after 3 days of looking, they found him.
Whew! I want to hear more about that, Sean. Let's get even closer to the story by reading what the Bible says about Jesus being lost. Hey, if you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story can be found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Remember, Luke 2, 41 through 52. And it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Luke 2, 46 through 47 says, "After 3 days, Mary and Joseph found Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers."
So Jesus was still in the temple talking about God with the grown-ups. The Bible says even the smartest teachers listened to him and asked him questions about God. And everyone was surprised about how well Jesus knew God. It was clear that this boy, Jesus, was different than any other kid or adult.
Yeah, and while Jesus was in the temple, Mary, his mother, was worried about him and wondered why he stayed behind. But Jesus asked her, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I would be in my Father's house?" And when Jesus said, "my Father," he did not mean Joseph, the man who raised him. Jesus meant God the Father.
That's right. Jesus has a special relationship with God because he is God the Son. He loved talking with God his Father, and he loved teaching others about God so that they could have a relationship with him too. You know, God wants to talk with us. That's why Jesus came, to tell us what God is like and to make a way for us to be with God forever.
God talks with us through the Bible, and we can talk to God anytime through prayer. God wants to talk with us.
You just heard God's word. So let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5-second fly-through review.
Our friend Nathan is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Nathan.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, We'll shout out the answers together and see if you got it right.
Yes. Okay, everybody, are you ready?
Here we go.
How old was Jesus in this story?
12.
Where did Mary, Joseph, and Jesus go to celebrate and worship God?
The temple.
When Mary and Joseph finally found Jesus, where was he?
In the temple.
What was Jesus doing?
Talking with grown-ups
and teachers about God.
Who is Jesus' father?
God.
Can we talk to God?
Yes.
Through prayer.
And how does God talk to us?
Through the Bible.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? We hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, why don't you go for a walk, like Jesus had to walk with his family all the way to Jerusalem, but don't go that far. As you walk, pray and say thank you to God for giving us his son, Jesus, and for giving us his word, the Bible, to tell us what he is like and for making a way for us to be with God forever.
As we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us God wants to talk with us.
To talk with us, and we can believe that his word is true, and we can always know in everything we do that our God wants to talk with us. When you go to the lowest valley, you know he's there. If you climb to the top of the mountain, you know he's there. No matter where you go, scary jungle, you know he's there. No matter where you go, you can always know he is always there. Our God wants to talk with us, and we can believe that his word is true, and we can always know in everything we do that our God wants to talk with us. Our God wants to talk with us, and we can believe that his word is true, and we can always know in everything we do that our God wants to talk with us. No matter where you go, you can always know
listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about Jesus as a boy staying with his father in the temple, you can turn to Luke 2, 41 to 52 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tbcresources.net.
Tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.